Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. This is your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Catherine Supernant. Welcome, Catherine.
Thanks, Father. It's good to be here.
Catherine works for the Marriage and Family Life Office of the Diocese of Columbus. As we begin our conversation, let's first start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask that you shine your light into the darkness of this world and into the darkness of our own lives, that we may come to a deeper knowledge and love of Christ your Son. We ask this through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Catherine, as we begin this series of conversations, as always, we like to kind of hear how you encountered Christ, maybe your conversion. It's a way not only for our listeners to maybe get to know you a little bit more, but also to see the human face of the encounter with Christ, that each of us, regardless of our vocation or station in life, have the opportunity to come to become disciples of the Lord.
Well, Father, that is my favorite question, but I'm always so amazed by what the Lord does because the story gets better with time. So I'm always tempted to share stories from last week or yesterday versus the first conversion because I feel with time my story takes greater shape and depth as I see what the Lord is doing. But I do want to start with my childhood, I think, because that first of all set me on a trajectory, but also I think how the Lord reached into my life was very powerful as a child, and that might give you hope. If you're a parent and you're trying to help your kids meet Jesus, it's really important to me, with my experience in mind, to see children as capable of receiving the gospel. They're just so willing and open to let the Lord lead them if they meet him, first of all. So for me, I was born in a family that was very faithful to the Lord, and actually my dad worked in ministry, so I did have an atypical experience that way, I guess, where my dad did lead us at breakfast in the morning, and he'd read us the saint of the day, and we'd pray the family rosary, we'd go on road trips to shrines and meet religious, so we were very intentional as a family about our faith. But the reason I'm putting it that way is because I think we can get into this mentality that children meet God through those experiences. And while that's important, what I really notice looking back at my story is that Jesus himself introduced me to him. And it was totally a work of God's love that when I look back, I'm very moved to see how he's able to speak a child's language. And the language that really spoke to me as a kid was beauty. And so all the beautiful things of the church that my parents exposed me to really attracted me. But then I remember some key moments, you know, as like 4, 5, 6 year old, really sitting in silence and just in the context of daily life, noticing that there was a God who knew what I was thinking, who was present to me all the time, who was worth pleasing. And actually, that's a very childish view of God. You know, it's just a being who's worth pleasing. You know, you want to please your parents as a kid. But that's the foundation of meeting God. And it kind of orients then your view of yourself. So I think I spent a lot of my childhood in that place of trying to please God. And also just aware that He could see what I was thinking. He knew me so well. And that aspect of knowing me well really stuck out to me. Because as a kid, I think I was such a relational child that I really loved spending time with my dad. I really loved how close we were and how similar we were. And I think I had that similar experience with God, that he was somebody who knew me so well that I could be really comfortable with him. But then again, it's not that personal relationship yet as much, because as a kid, you're still viewing things from a place of distance. There's God in authority, and then there's me. And it took, I think, to bridge that gap, the real beauty of the sacraments. And it's really an aspect of our teaching, I think, that appeals to children specifically, because God really gets on our level. Kind of like as a parent, you crouch down and you look at your child in the eyes and you see them and they feel that you are present to them. Just getting to sit with the Lord in adoration as a kid, granted, I'm going to be honest with you. I spent a lot of time lying on the floor and coloring. So if you see your kids doing that, it's not all a loss. I pretty much made it my excuse to be comfortable and read all my favorite books. But at some point I looked up and I saw the host and the monstrance, and eventually the books and the crayons went away. And I realized how much he loved me specifically. And I just could not look away from that love. And the rest of my life started to take shape around never wanting to leave that presence. And so that was personal relationship. And right around 10 years old, that really changed my whole life.
Excellent. If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Catherine Supernaut. We're talking about her story, how she came to know the Lord and encounter him. It's interesting in your own story, this sort of maturing that happens, you know, in really not just your relationship with God, but even at the conceptual level of God, you know, that someone who's distant that needs to be pleased to someone that you can have a personal relationship and who loves you unconditionally as you know, Catherine Supernaut. And really all of our stories in some ways mirror that, parallel that track, that we mature in our understanding of God and in our relationship. Because we are humans, and that's the nature of human relationship, even if it is with a divine being, you know, that at first, you know, there we are more of a stranger, you know, and then we become more intimate. And it's this idea of divine pedagogy, that God gradually over human history has revealed himself. And with that, more covenants and a closer relationship as a human race. So we kind of parallel the history in our own lives. But as you were going on, you were beginning to talk about how this relationship was developing in adoration. So I think, you know, if you can continue.
Father, I love that word maturity, because I think the growing pains in relationship with the Lord are the same growing pains you experience maturing in life. And I think that's one aspect when you meet Jesus as a child that you have to grapple with, is the coming together of spiritual and human maturity, which, you know, as a child, you're very surrendered to God in a way. But then there's like certain pieces of emotional and personal development that allow you to build real relationship. It's that gift of self and communion. And also your mind matures in the teenage years. So I found myself really having to bring together and integrate all these aspects of my formation. And I'm not going to dwell on this too much, but I entered the convent at age 18. And so just with that in mind, I think the period of my teenage years was really integrating all the things that I had learned, whether it was like mental, relational, spiritual. And I think the convent was really a response of that love that I first received in the Eucharist. Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. So certainly in the convent, you know, you were in formation to be a bride of Christ. And there was certainly growth in your own discipleship in that time as well.
Yeah, actually, Father, some of those gifts I am so abundantly grateful for, because it's blessed my life in a way that now I have a greater experience of the human aspects of my life as integrated with the gospel, with the demands of the gospel. So while my family lived a really good liturgical life and all these things, life in the convent gave you a certain routine and rhythm and attentiveness to the tiny moments of life as places where God meets you. Like, I think one of the lessons that stuck out to me, I'm envisioning myself right now mopping a floor, which is common. If you're not familiar with convents, sisters keep convents immaculate. So I ended up sweeping a lot. So I'm just picturing this moment, like recalling this moment might be one of the holiest moments in my life. And I think that is the lesson I've taken with me from the convent, is that each moment is an obedience to God that that you can't measure with your human eyes, because it's given to God, so it's measured by his love instead.
Excellent. Beautiful. Well, let's end with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for all of your blessings, and especially we give thanks for Catherine and for how the Lord has been working in her life. May the Lord continue to bless her and bless us and all of our listeners. We ask this through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And this has been Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Catherine Supernant. Thank you, Catherine.
It's been wonderful, Father. Sometime I hope to hear your story.
Yeah. Until next time, peace and all good.
I didn't take my faith seriously, which probably means I never really got it to begin with. No, I didn't want to give up sin. I mean, the reason we sin is because sin is fun. But it's self-love sin. But it's amazing with God's grace how easy trying to not sin it really is.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church for whatever reason, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today.